Howdy, hi, members. Matt McNeil here. I hope you're having a wonderful post 4th of July week. Keeping busy. I know a lot of people are heading on out. We do appreciate, by the way, everyone stepping up and supporting AM 950 Radio through our membership program. It really is cool that you guys stepped up in such force, too. It really is amazing. So thank you very much. And I want to say a thank yous out to some of the members here. Melanie in Minneapolis, Janice in Crystal, Candy in New Hope, Gary in Hamill, David in St. Louis Park, Diane in Georgetown, Colorado, Steve in Apple Valley. I got a trio from St. Louis Park, Lauren, Betty, and Brian, Nora in Minneapolis, John in Minnetonka, Oroville in Chaska, and in Farmers Branch, Texas, it's Gordon. Hey, Gordon, thank you very much. You, too, can become a member. Make sure, well, you already are a member. If you're listening to this, you're a member. But tell all your friends to become members. Tell them to go to the AM950Radio.com radio page. Click on the membership tab. They can make either that one-time donation or a regular donation, and we keep Progressive Radio on the air. And by the way, if you did a one-time donation, you can make another donation. We do appreciate that because, once again, it's been tough. This has been a tough year for all businesses, including AM 950. So your support is helping to keep us on the air, and we do appreciate that. So I am revisiting a talk segment I did. I believe it was a little more than a year ago, and it involved me talking about a shooting in Midland, Odessa, Texas, along with the movie From Hell or High Water, and how the fake idea of the good guy with the gun will stop things. Because, and if you ever watch the movie From Hell to Hell or High Water, a very good movie. Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges, very entertaining. And not only will it tell you a lot about why some people voted for Trump, even though there was, you know, there was a lot of warning signs there. But it also kind of, you know, these guys are robbing banks. And so the guys rob the banks and these people come on. Oh, we got our gun. We're going to go stop them. And it just the mess that it creates. And no, they suck at stopping bad guys with the guns. Good guys with the guns don't stop bad guys with the guns. We, as a country, haven't talked a lot about guns because, you know, thank God we haven't had any massive major massacres. But it doesn't mean there hasn't been gun violence. There has been tons of gun violence that's been going on. There has been a change, though, that I want to make sure we address because there's idea of the good guy with the gun and the bad guy with the gun. Those two entities are starting to merge. And we saw it a few weeks back in the protest in New Mexico, Albuquerque, where they were trying to tear down the statue of the conquistador. This one guy who is clearly at this event as the bad guy to initially, you know, he goes on out there thinking he's the good guy. He's one of these far-right Republicans, part of a militia. He's a big Trump fan, part of a militia. And I'm a good guy with a gun, and I'm going to make sure that law and order is maintained. And he gets there, and because we have cell phones everywhere, we've got video footage of this jackass running around, trying to start fights. And at that point, I don't care if he is there with the militia, which, by the way, he shouldn't be there with the militia. Police should not be tolerating guys with guns being out there. And it sounds like in this case, the police called them friendlies with guns before this. But this one guy who was one of the friendlies with a gun is running around trying to start fights, trying to intimidate people, trying to get people to take a swing at him. And he yanking people off of statues. He's doing this. He is an instigator of the trouble. And then when people turn on him, what does he do? Well, now I'm the good guy with a gun. Sure, I was a bad guy 3 seconds ago, but now I'm the good guy. And he shot someone who, you know, was in ICU for a while. But at the same time, he shot him multiple times. And then acts like he's the innocent victim. This is the change that we have to understand is this. They've understood that we're calling their bluff on the idea of the good guy with the gun stops the bad guy with the gun. So what they do is they convince themselves that the good guy with the gun go to these events, knowing that just their presence there with the gun makes them the bad guy with the gun. Even if they do nothing else, the only reason they're there is to scare and intimidate, likely because they have a lack of manhood. But that's why they're there. And they're there to scare people. But when that doesn't work and people aren't scared of the guys pretending to be army guys, by the way, go enlist if you want to play with the guns and wear camo. They've got it for free in the U.S. Army. Go Army. But because people aren't afraid of their guns anymore, now they send one of their people into the crowd to start something, to start pushing people around, start trying to fight with them, getting in people's faces and screaming at them. And when the crowd naturally turns on them, then all of a sudden it's like, well, our guy was just innocently in there vocalizing his opinion. No, he wasn't. He was trying to start fights. He was physically attacking people. So they go from they think they're the good guy with the gun, but they come there, they're the bad guy with the gun. They really become the bad guy with the gun when they go out there and try to start fights. And then when they shoot someone because they've gotten themselves in over their head, then all of a sudden it's, why, we're the good guys with guns. We were just minding our own business. These people do not deserve to have the guns because they're not mature enough to have them. Anyone who goes on out there and thinks, I'm just not a police officer, not a National Guard member, not someone from the military, but some regular Joe who, because he shoots a few bottles off the fence post on the weekends, thinks that he's some sort of call-up militia guard. No, if you think that that is a good idea, that you just going on out there and threatening people with guns, you shouldn't have the gun. If you think that going out there and trying to start fights with people is a good idea, well, then you shouldn't have the gun. And as sure as heck, if you start shooting people, well, you clearly shouldn't be having a gun, especially people you instigated into trying to punch you. It's called entrapment for a reason. Now, needless to say, let's revisit this talk set I had from a while back on good guys with a gun and the big myth right here for the members on AM 950. It's the guns, stupid. It's the guns. It is. It's the guns. And I'll tell you what, I want to bring up the movie Hell or High Water. This is a great movie. And I saw that this weekend and I kept saying to myself, and I mean, it did, it's not like it didn't get a lot of great recognition. Chris Pine, who many people might recognize as the newest version of Captain Kirk, Chris Pine and Ben Foster play brothers in West Texas and they're robbing banks. And they're I'm not going to get into what their motivations are for robbing the banks. Jeff Bridges, who was nominated for an Oscar, although I think Pine definitely deserved to get a nomination. I think that he was robbed there. I don't think he did get one. But Jeff Bridges got nominated as a U.S. Marshal, or excuse me, a Texas, not U.S. Marshal, Texas Ranger, that was hunting down the two brothers and the robbers. There are two things about this movie which, as I watch this, and of course, then we have the shooting in Midland, Odessa, which is, you know, kind of in this exact same area. The first thing is this, and if you are a liberal and you really are sitting here and you say, okay, outside of the racists and the billionaires, how did these people vote for Trump? Go watch Hell or High Water. Hell or High Water does a very good job at exposing the elements of our country, which have basically been forgotten. And as there's one speech that is said in there where the guy says, my parents were poor, my grandparents were poor, I was poor. It's a disease that gets handed down from generation to generation in this country. And he's exactly right. There are swaths of this country where there hasn't been, we live in Minneapolis, St. Paul. There's tons of growth. There's tons of big businesses. There's tons of good jobs and stuff around. But you get out into rural America and there isn't anything. And the way that the film is shot, where it features in the background of all the scenes, there's these pictures of billboards for you need a loan or, no cash down or, sell your house for cash and stuff like this. There's one scene early on the film where
I served, you know, there was someone spray painted some graffiti. I served 3 terms in Iraq. Where's my bailout? And, you know, you do understand that when you're in a community and you have 200 miles surrounding you of no growth and no real investment and no real corporations heading in with new factories or corporate headquarters to give people jobs and no real hope for the people that are there, you realize how out of desperation they might have turned to the flashy, you know, flashiness of Trump. You do. I think you do get an understanding of that. So it's by no means a pro-Republican movie. By no means is it a pro-Republican movie. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably, maybe since It's a Wonderful Life, there hasn't been a movie that has been this brutal on the banking industry ever. I mean, it is brutal. And, you know, who the good guy is, who the bad guy is, I mean, that's a blurred line, that entire movie. But one of the other things about that movie, which is just spot on, is the first thing I thought of when I saw the shooting rampage that started on one side of town and moved across in Midland, Odessa, Texas, and 7 people were killed, is I kept saying to myself, this just proves this entire argument that the good guy with the gun is just a laughable joke. You're in Texas. In the movie Hell or High Water, there are numerous scenes with guns because that is just something that these people run around with out there. They love their guns. And there is a, you know, not only is there a scene where a guy pulls a gun in a gas station parking lot, which ends pretty poorly for him, but as well, there's a scene where a bank is being robbed, and one of the people that's being robbed texts their friend saying, the bank's being robbed right now. And what happens? A bunch of these clowns show up with guns and start firing rounds at bank robbers because they're like, you know, it's time for us to get our Bonnie and Clyde. It's time for us to get our people. They miss them. And I think it's the most realistic thing you could possibly see. A bunch of over-testosteroned, false bravadoed, gun-toting kooks who think to themselves, this gives me respect. It doesn't give you squat. You want a gun? Go join the army. Seriously, you want to go play around? Go join the army. But this scene just shows you that it is such a broken culture, because the people who really want these guns don't want them for security. They want them for forced respect. They think to themselves that I will get respect now. I will be looked up because I'll be the make-believe lawman in town. And so all these guys come frantically scattering out of the woodwork to try to take down the bank robbers because their lives are so empty, they're looking for any validation for their own being. And so that gun becomes the conduit. If that is not an actual, absolutely spot on representation of the guns in America today, I don't know what it is. But that's what it is. These guns aren't here for safety. They're for losers who basically feel the need that one way or another, you're going to respect me. No, I'm not. I'm not. You need to go look in the mirror and ask how in the hell you got yourself into this position and what the hell you're going to do to get out of it. But don't go out there and expect me or anyone I know to all of a sudden get respect for you because you got a gun. And this is the fact that we have yet another mass shooting in this country, and the Republicans are stubbornly it's video games. How hard do you have to throw a video game to create a bullet hole, huh? Because it's not the video games. It's the guns. And the fact that we have a lot of angry people that you keep throwing rocks at the freaking beehive, and then when these guys going out there because you have a buffet of guns and ammunition everywhere, you act surprised when they start shooting. I didn't realize the bees were going to sting us, didn't you? Well, we can't stop you idiots from riling up these losers, but what we can do is make it more difficult for you guys to get a freaking AR-15 so that you can go on a war path and kill all these people. Guns don't make you safer. And if I see people running around with a gun, the first thing I see is, you're a pathetic loser. And, you know, obviously, if you're law enforcement, that's one thing. But if it's just some regular person on the street, it's one of these knuckleheads that's got an automatic weapon on their back as they're going through a freaking Target store, you're just a pathetic loser who is so determined to get people to try to respect you that you will try to get the respect any way possible. And if that means threatening them by having a gun in their face, you will do it. And you're a loser. Seriously, go get some breath mints and try to go out on a date. That's all I can say to you losers. Seriously. Comb your hair, get rid of the pizza-stained shirt, and try to clean yourself up a little bit so you're mildly presentable, and ask someone out on a date.
They really have a lot of hair on top of the head, though. They may not.
Or just shave it and make yourself go with the short tolerance look. I don't care. But seriously, stop taking out your life's frustrations on everyone else. It's just horrible. And once again, it's not only the shooter now. It's supposedly all these good guys with the gun. This is what the NRA said. And it's in Texas. And it's in West Texas. And you still couldn't stop this guy. Guns are pathetic. That's all they are. Guns are pathetic.